Supermarkets are having to find creative solutions to protect shortages and growing demand in the wake of coronavirus. Even though toilet paper is made right here in South Australia, mass hoarding from the public has resulted in weeks and weeks of shortages. We had a call from a listener, Anne-Marie, who noticed Drake's in Murray Bridge was repackaging toilet paper rolls in bags of four. Here's what she had to say.
I'm not having a go at them because I see they're trying to make enough for everyone. But first of all, they had it down to controlling the amount. But as you know, a lot of people in aged care are getting, they have carers that shop for them once a fortnight. So how does someone live on four rolls of toilet paper once a fortnight when they only have a service? Second question is, due to consumer rights, do they have the right to open other products that have come pre-packaged from companies like Kleenex and such, and redistribute? There's no labelling on the package, so you don't even know what brand toilet paper is. So if you had an allergy, how would you know? How do we know someone hasn't coughed over that toilet roll?
Anne-Marie, a listener who called after she went to Drake's in Murray Bridge. John Paul, Director of Drake's in SA, joins me now for a response. Hey there, JP.
Hey, how are you? Thanks for having me on the show.
Not a problem. So a lot to unpack there, and we will get to it. But let's start with why the company has decided to divide up toilet paper into bags.
Well, basically, it really comes down to trying to spread the love. And, you know, in my wildest dreams, I wouldn't have been thinking that we would have to do extreme, unprecedented things like unpacking a toilet paper. But I'll give you a couple of reasons why. And we're saying we're getting limited toilet supply. Everyone in Australia can definitely see that, even though some of it's made right here in South Australia. But the real truth behind it is there's packaging products of 32 to 42 packs that are coming direct. So what that means is you get a 32 pack and that lasts, one pallet of that will be 18 customers. So if only 18 customers get it, that's fine. Only 18 customers get it. But, you know, we're just trying to make this last. And that pallet, we can turn that into 200 customers getting something, which should get us until we start to get on top of this crazy situation of low toilet paper. It's hard to unbelieve. But so, you know, the manager or whoever's doing it is meant to have gloves on. So, and that goes straight into a plastic bag. But, you know, I'd like to say, how do you know when that's not taken off the line that it's not touched by someone? Like, you know, there's so many other ways to look at it. And the reality is we are just trying to make sure that we can get those toilet paper into the household until supply has caught up with the demand. Because, like I've said before, we sold 8 months of toilet paper in 4 weeks. And that is unheard of. And the manufacturers haven't had the stock to be able to deliver for us. And in fact, toilet paper manufacturers aren't even getting a tenth of our order through.
Right.
So, you know, I understand. We understand. It's not something that we want to do, but we've made a decision to try and do it if we can, if the store managers are taking those responsibilities to try and look after their regular customers. Because right now I'm getting a lot of customers that aren't regular. And if they're not getting the toilet paper, I'm not as concerned about them as I am for my people that have been supporting us and supporting a local player, the most local player in Murray Bridge, is the IGAs and the Drake supermarket. So, you know, we need to be supported first. And, you know, we got a lot of overflow from people not happy with the Coles and the Woolworths. And quite frankly, I want to look after my customers because that's what we do. And we want to look after the people that support us. So, you know, is it legal? I don't know. Go ask the ACCC. Like, you know, we're just trying to do the best that we can in the situation that we're currently in.
How are you determining the price for these newly packaged toilet rolls?
You know, the decision's made. If it's a 4-pack or a 6-pack or an 8-pack, then they just go to whatever the shelf price is. And if it's on special, it's on special. If it's not on special, it's not. It's whatever price is a 6-pack sorbent, because we're only getting sorbent, or a 6-pack Kleenex, because we're only getting Kleenex, and a 6-pack Quilton, because we're only getting Quilton. We're only getting those three brands. We are not getting any other toilet brand at the moment. No other toilet paper is coming through. It's just those three brands. So, you know, it's whatever that price is for the week.
And what about Anne-Marie's concern about allergens?
Yep. Well, if she needs a hypoallergenic toilet paper, she's out of luck because you can't get them anywhere. So, you know, they'll be using soap and water.
JP, how much of the shortage of necessities at the moment is due to panic buying and hoarding? How much is due to the global shortages?
Well, let's face it, if we hadn't panicked buyers and hoarded, we wouldn't be in this situation. But the reality is, we did exactly what we were not meant to do. And in general, like I said, we bought 8 months of toilet paper in 4 weeks. And that related to other products too. And that problem just put the mass pressure on the manufacturing. So with manufacturing-wise, we're getting 50% of what we order from the manufacturer. We're only getting 50% of it arrived to our warehouse. So as you can understand, there's a lot of products that aren't there. So what happens when a product's not there? And in the toilet paper situation, when toilet paper ran out, people went to tissues. And then guess what happened? Tissues ran out. And then what do they go through after tissues? They went to paper towel out of all things.
And then they blocked up the drains.
and now they're clogging up the drains. So that flow-on effect is caused by the mass hysteria. And the problem with the toilet paper, and I didn't get to explain this before, is that the stores are trying to put the toilet paper out at different times of the day, so it helps anyone depending on when they come into shop. So if the toilet paper goes onto shelf, I can assure you it'll be emptied within 30 minutes because people haven't seen it for so long. They're starting to panic and they really want to get hold of that. They could have 32-pack at home, but if they see an 8-pack on shelf, bang, they'll take it because they haven't seen it, so they're worried that they're never going to see it again. The reality is it's catching up. And I'll use one of the examples is one of the tough, you know, the items that have been tough to get, toilet paper, paper towel, tissues, hand soap. If people are wondering why they can't get hand soap, it's because China has run out of pump for hand soap. Now, that is almost hard to believe, but that's exactly what's happened. So to all your listeners out there, I'd be making sure you keep your pumps because there's going to be a massive shortage of pumps coming through. That's already been identified. But when we get to catch up with the product, we can. And now tissues are starting to come back in now. So you're starting to see them a bit more often in store. And the big staple items, the flour is a tough one to get. So if you can get hold of flour, you need to get a hold of it. It's going to be a bit of a wait before we start to get free-flowing flour back. But pastas come back onto the shelf. And your canned veggies and whatnot are coming back to the shelf. So don't forget, there's no problem with any fresh food. The fresh food supply chain is alive and well. In fact, it's probably better than it's ever been before because we're not exporting as much out at the moment. So for us, it's really about making sure that you do find the time to support the local industry, and especially in the rural areas. And when I'm talking local, I am talking about IGA. I am talking about the local fruit shop. I am talking about the local baker and the meat store. I'm saying support the people that support you. And if those businesses are paying tax in this state, in this country, then they're going to support the local area far better than another organisation whose money goes to who knows where.
JP Drake, how are staff feeling at the moment? You and I spoke a few weeks ago just about the amount of abuse from customers seeming to skyrocket at the moment. Everyone's stressed, everyone's anxious, and I know they're maybe taking it out on other people. How are your staff?
So the staff, our team have absolutely been amazing. And like one of the figures that we had, we had 1 week there, we had 26,000 hours of extra casual hours were run in the course of the week. So obviously everyone has run off their toes and that they have been doing an amazing job. They've been on the front line copying lots of, we've actually had so much verbal abuse. Why people are screaming at us, where's the toilet paper? It's not good enough. It's your effing problem. Like, you know, and that's pushed back. And some of our staff, they're like a 15-year-old, might be their first ever shift to cop that sort of heated argument. It's just not necessary. And it has been heightened by the coronavirus. There's no doubt about that. And moving forward, I can see that things have been a little bit more calmer in, say, the last week. And hopefully this is a sign of things to come. We want to be a business that really, you know, the old customer is always right rule. And then if you're not sure about that, refer to rule number one. I don't think that applies when you abuse one of our staff. I don't think you have the right to be a customer for those rules. The customer's always right. So we need to make sure that we're looking after our team as well as we can. And there have been some, there have been many tears, to be honest, with our staff breaking down. And it's been quite an emotional time, not only about the virus that's going around and the fear of that. There's also putting up with the pressure of the extra workload, as well as the extra customer backlash as well, which just isn't necessary, is it?
No. Are you looking for more staff?
We have employed more staff across various sections of the supermarket chain, but we need to make sure we are plateaued out first. Obviously, a lot of people have a lot of products in their homes at the moment, so there's going to be less people going into pubs and clubs, so we know they're going to be cooking more meals at home. So we have increased people slightly, but we didn't want to have a knee-jerk reaction. We wanted to see where we settle, because this is only the beginning, let's not forget. Mm. So there's a long way to go ahead for this coronavirus, and we need to be tactful about the way we move forward.
Yeah, and I suppose, you know, not panic buying too much stuff. It makes sense to have a couple of weeks' worth of things, but you can be a little bit more creative as a consumer, maybe get some fresh food and freeze it or pickle it and things like that, which sounds like there's an abundance of fresh food at the moment, and we can just think a little bit outside the square about how we use it.
I think everyone needs to understand is we're in the supermarkets are an essential service. So we have been told we will not close down almost under any conditions. And there's a lot more things that could happen to still keep supermarkets open by limiting entry into the store and doing all those sorts of things. But we just really need to practice the social distancing, because you can come into the supermarket and the fresh food, you know, we're not going to run out of fresh food at all. And now you're starting to see the stores get a bit more fuller. So we're not going to have a problem. You just need to get what you need to get. Like if you don't need, you know, 10 ton of rump steak, then only buy a kilo.
Now, you personally are online. You've got some YouTube videos and you're happy to connect with people online?
Yeah, if anyone wants to ask me any questions, I've got a YouTube channel, JP Drake. I've got a LinkedIn profile, John Paul Drake, and a Facebook page, JP Drake AU. And I will answer anyone's questions if they have any questions they want to ask of me. And I'll make sure I answer them. I love talking to all of my customers, so I'd love to do that.
Well, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.